the older guys are supposed to be solid in faith and solid in love and solid in perseverance. And I think that's what they need from us, to be those things. Our family looks to us at those kind of scary times.
Family Man. Yeah.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, it's going to be a busy day, but it's a beautiful busy day. We should sing it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, because it is a beautiful day in the Family Man neighborhood. The sky is blue, the sun is shining, the air is crisp. The last few days have been just gorgeously, not super hot, but just perfect. So it's going to be a good day, but it's a busy day. Seems like every day feels like a busy day. I don't know what the deal is. I thought once I finished traveling, it would be easy, because like I had a whole weekend last weekend all by myself here. I mean, not by myself, but as a family. I'm trying to think, was that what? Did something happen last weekend?
I don't know.
No, nothing happened, but we're getting ready for 4th of July weekend. Yeah. And, do you have any big plans, Scott? I know sometimes you do.
No, we're in minute to minute, not sure what's going on mode at the moment. Everybody knows it's a heavy time with my wife's stepmom. In addition, my uncle has been battling cancer for a long time, and he actually just died.
Wow.
Anyway, the days are all running together, and my wife is running back and forth to her dad's house to help out. And you know, it's just minute to minute. So 4th of July is kind of like, oh, wait, what? 4th of July? Yeah, sure.
Right. You got more important things to do.
We'll do something at some point. I get it.
Yeah. That's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard. And I know, you know, we're all going to face it.
Yep.
And maybe we'll be the fortunate ones that we are the ones who go suddenly.
I'll tell you, my Uncle Doug was, he was 87, I think. And he was, he was like, as my cousin says, he was the original Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
He was tough as nails. He never left the farm. He worked on utilities. And so in the storms, he would go out and, and he was one of those guys where, like, he was just life of the party for the family. And, you know, anytime I walked in the room, he'd be like, hey, Scotty. And to this day, he's the only guy on earth who could call me that, and it wouldn't make me mad.
That's awesome. Awesome, even though you have now put down a challenge.
yeah.
Yeah, that's a great legacy.
Yep. He taught me how to drive a tractor, and his son taught me how to drive a motorcycle, so.
Really?
Can't put a value on that stuff.
you can't, especially in Cincinnati. I mean, you got to be a tractor driver in Cincinnati.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's not fun, but, you know, it's really what dads do. I mean, with their families. I was just talking to a dad just super recently, you know, and they're going through hard times. And really, that's when dads step up to the plate. And we lead, you know, and we comfort and we remind of the truth. I just wrote someone who had just found out that he didn't get the job that he was supposed to, you know, that he was hoping on getting. And, you know, just as the dad to write and say, you know, you're amazing. You're talented. God's got something perfect for you. You know, just keep going, keep going. And to be that, you know, because in Titus chapter 2, it says, the older guys are supposed to be solid in faith and solid in love and solid in perseverance. And I think that's what they need from us, to be those things. Our family looks to us at those kind of scary times. I was telling someone yesterday, and I've shared this before, Scott, you know, like it is amazing to me. I mean, it's just amazing when your kids become adults and, you know, like the Star Wars where the, the master becomes the student, you know, or the student becomes the master. I'm not sure which is goes which, but where in the old days I would work on projects because, you know, my dad was a handy guy and I liked doing stuff myself. And so my kids would be around me and they were my gophers, you know, can you go get the screwdriver, go get the wrench. Can you take this board over there? Go stick it over there. And my wife would go, you just make them do everything. And I'm like, that's why we had them, you know, exactly. To do everything, to be helpers. Now I'm the gopher. This weekend, Ben was installing an air conditioning unit. It's kind of the new style where it has a big compressor outside. Then you run these big, they look like hotel units, you know, that sit like underneath that main window in every hotel in America. But it's smaller and it fits up on the wall. It's kind of for those who don't have ducts already in their home. So Ben lives in an old home that has radiators, steam radiators in it. It's really awesome way to heat a house, but he can't put air conditioning in except through window air conditioners. And so he bought this and he's got to run pipes through the house. He's got to bore these holes through the house. He had to run new 220 line to the unit. And he's got this all worked out. You know, he didn't even talk to me about it. He just asked me a couple of questions. And so I was over there just sitting on a lawn chair, you know, handing him things. Occasionally he'd say, what do you think about this? I'm like, I think that's right. You know, and then Ike and his brother Abe were over at Ike's house across the street and they're getting ready to side and re-roof their house. And so he was tearing down an old chimney that doesn't have anything to do with anything anymore. And, you know, they were just pounding on that thing. And I just went down and just stood there and watched him for a little while and then walked back down to Ben's house and stood there. And at the end of the night, I just said, Ben wrote like a text to his brother and to me. And he said, hey, thanks for your help. And I said, oh, I didn't do much. He goes, well, thanks for your moral support. And I'm like, I have been reduced to moral support. You know, it's like a participation award.
That's
thanks
goal,
for just
man.
Showing
That's
up, Dad. And it just felt so good. It's just such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling, a feeling inside. And when you wake up ready to say, it's going to be something new day. It's such a, see, that's the Mr. Rogers thing again. This show is dedicated to Fred Rogers. I don't know.
Coffee just already this morning, like two quarts of it or something.
No, but I have been busy this morning. Like I said, it's a busy day and when we can't talk really for long. Here's some more stuff that we should have like a segment like from Todd's desk just to give you a picture. I mean, I can show Scott, but this is what my desk looks like. You know, it just has junk everywhere and it's just piled up. I mean, my whole office is piled up.
Let's be real here. You have a whole barn that's piled full of stuff. Okay.
Okay, that may be true. That may be true. But this is just my office. And my office is tiny. I mean, it's, I think it's 7 feet wide and about, I think it's 11 feet long. But I think it looks a little longer than that. Maybe like 12 feet long. And it barely goes to the top of my head. It's down in my basement, in the corner of our basement. And again, my basement was made in 1905. So they weren't planning for air ducts and pipes. They just made a house, you know? And so it's really small, but it's filled with all this stuff. My walls are covered in pictures that I've just taped and stapled. But I was just, as you were talking, Scott, at the beginning, there was like this, I could tell it was a rock sitting on my desk that I guess I haven't looked at for a while. And you can see right here.
Yeah.
It's not a very big rock. I don't know, the size of a, you know, like a small lighter maybe. And it's smooth. And I had written on there, it says Cat's Gift. And that's from Catherine. And it has June 2000 on it. And apparently, you know, that my daughter gave it to me. And I don't even remember giving it to me. But, you know, she gave it to me as a gift 22 years ago. And it's been sitting on my desk ever since then. And, you know, I'm just, it just, I guess it's shocking to me how quickly that time goes by. You know, my daughter must have been, you know, like, I don't know, 3 years old at the time. And now she's married and has child, and you know, they're worried about what they're going to do for a house, and because their time renting in this house is about over, and they have to be out in October, and they're looking, but the prices are high, and in fact, there's a house behind us that's attached to Ben's yard that has been abandoned for a couple of years because the people died. And we've kind of been wondering what's been up with it for a couple of years. We're like, what's wrong? You know, why hasn't anybody lived there? And so we've made some connections, and it is kind of went into a foreclosure. And so we're trying to work that out and see if that might be a possibility. In fact, the door, it's all locked up. But I've talked to a guy who cuts the grass. He cuts grass for several foreclosures, and he said, yeah, nobody's been in it. And so I thought, I'm going to go over there and see if a door's open. So I went over, and apparently someone has broken into it at one time, because there's like the garage door has a broken glass pane where you could reach in and unlock the door on the inside. I did not go in, but I know my wife is seriously contemplating. I'm like, honey, I think that's breaking and entering. She goes, not if it's already broken. I'm like, I think it is. I said, just don't tell me. So I said, I don't want to have to take your grandkids to visit their grandmother through the plexiglass window. Wave at your grandma.
Yeah, I think from a homeschooler English language logic sort of point of view, that's not technically breaking and entering, but I'm pretty sure from a legal standpoint that it is.
That it would be. And it would be. Yes. I think it very well.
Not a lawyer yet, but
but your son-in-law is. Yes, he's almost so that makes you kind of like a lawyer. So I know we have some 4th of July plans. We're planning to be with all our family at the Family Lake Cottage, where there's going to be extended family there. And it should be a good time. I know it's always a little stressful because my wife gets stressed out about all the things that I don't think are any big deal, but apparently they are big deals. And my temptation is, I don't know if you do this, Scott, my temptation is to make light of it.
That always goes well.
It does go well.
He said with a heavy dose of sarcasm.
You know, and I don't really learn my lesson very well because it's hard for me. It's hard to say, you know, when there's all this stress over, well, what are we going to do about that? I mean, if we don't have enough towels, what are we going to do? And I'm like, who cares? They can just share towels. They can't do that, you know, and I'm just it. So I don't always respond, but I want to respond well. And I usually respond well for, you know, the first little while, and then something happens that kind of undoes that. So
I have this picture in my head of the guys in the head in Inside Out.
Exactly.
They're all kind of like, sorry, sir. No one was listening. Like, yeah. I want somebody in the, you know, in our team here to have a great answer for what to do in that situation. But I'm pretty sure we'd all be saying the same thing. Like, dry like we always did, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, you think the Holy Spirit would be in there driving the whole thing, but I don't know. I think he's in the closet, you know, as all my other emotions have pushed him out. But I do want to do the right thing, the best thing, but tain't always easy, but that's why we're the dad.
Yep.
Fred Rogers probably has something good to say about that. He does have a song about, I can stop when I'm angry. Stop when I'm angry. Stop. Da da da. So I don't know. I can't pull it out right now. But
I'm off my game because all I was thinking was Bill Cosby probably had some great lesson on that. I'm like, wait.
Yeah, no, old Bill, you know, his voice has been silenced. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So anyway. Well, hey, I'm not going to take up a lot of your time because I'm not that you're so busy, but I'm busy. I got to leave here in just a few minutes.
Where are you going?
Oh, we're going to run errands, and we have to run to that Family Lake Cottage and make sure it's all cleaned up and ready for everybody to come. And Scott, this is news. Oh.
Yes.
Remember that remember that Family Man Mobile 4 that we just bought like in February?
Yeah.
We sold it.
You did? All right. Well, that was a short-lived Family Man Mobile.
Yes, it was. It was. So the long story short, because several people while we were out on the road asked, so you got your new RV. How's that going? I'm like, we're selling it. So you remember for the last couple of years, I've been telling my wife, I just feel like we need to downgrade to something smaller. Yeah. Well, my wife jumped on it, you know, 100%, 120% probably, found a great deal in Florida that was 15 years old, and it was a really nice unit and everything we thought we needed, had slides on it. And if you don't know what those are, that means where the sides go out, not that there's a slide on it, like a escape hatch. And so we went down, we purchased it, we brought it home, and we turned it off and let it sit for a couple months. And so I was going to pull the old one out of the Family Man barn and pull the new one in. And I mean, I started up the old one and it just was like, boom, you know, and I pulled it out and I'm like, you know, we're not going to use this very much. Are we just smarter to keep the old one where I know everything about it? I mean, everything, you know, any of the problems I've fixed, I know how the little idiosyncrasies, how they all work. And am I just exchanging? And so I walked upstairs and I said to my wife, you're not going to like me, but what do you think about selling the new RV? And she goes, I was thinking the same thing. And as we talk, really, if you've never had slides in an RV, when you put slides in an RV, it's really awesome when you're stopped because it feels like a big room. But when you're driving down the road, it squishes it all together. And mine, my old one has, you know, big storage underneath that I could put lawn chair. I could put 50 lawn chairs down underneath it. This one, you can't put one lawn chair in. And we were just like, maybe it's not what we need. And besides, do we really need all that money wrapped up and just sitting there if we're not going to use it like we did in the past? Because again, we used to leave like in the end of March and, you know, we would do these podcasts on the road,
yep,
which was incredibly hard. I can't believe we did it. And so we're just not driving it like we did. And so we sold it. We broke even, except for the gas money we used from Florida to Indiana, which my wife reminded me that Dave Ramsey calls that the stupid tax that you have to pay when you do something like that.
That's like a down payment on a house.
That is probably true. It's better just not to think about those things.
Yes.
So we were super thankful. A family got a great RV and we have our old RV. And now we're doing like renovation number 3 on this old RV. So because my wife and I said, why don't we just spend a little bit of money and we'll paint the dark cabinets white, because this was the one we bought had white cabinets and they were so nice. And we'll paint the dark wood white. We'll maybe see if we can do in the bathroom a little bit better. And so we're making a few upgrades and it's going to be a huge project. I took all the doors off all the cabinets. There are 27 doors in the RV. Like when you paint, we've painted a couple kitchens. Kitchens have like 13 or 14, maybe 15, you know, doors. This is almost double that in doors. And so we're going to try to spray those. So long story short, it felt good to put the Family Man Mobile 3 back in its bed. And it felt like Father of the Bride when he sells his old house and then he wants to buy it back like 2 days later. I don't know, George, this one is going to cost you. You're going to charge me more for the house I just sold you yesterday. That's business. So, you know, but it felt so good afterwards. And so I'm happy. And we still might get something smaller in, you know, in a few years. But for right now, we're back in the saddle again with Family Man 3.
Very cool, man.
And it's a good feeling to know you're alive. Aye. Well, hey, everybody, I'm going to let you go. Be praying for Scott's family during this really hard time. It is not fun. I think Bob Cratchit once said, you know, during these times of partings. Partings are not fun. And just pray for their family. And I'll be praying for you that you'll have a good 4th of July, that you'll lead your family well as you celebrate freedom. Because as hard as our country sometimes seems, it is the best out there. And in fact, you know, I'd like to say God bless America, but God has blessed America. And, you know, it's kind of sad sometimes to see what we've done with that. But we got the best thing going right now. And so we can still do family. We can still do fathering. So have a great weekend, Dad. Say sure a lot. Play hard. Be a good husband to your wife. And do it because you did, Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.